Many high schools have counselors to help students with applying to colleges, but that's not their whole job. They may also be tracking down truant students, helping kids with school and family problems, and working with parents, too. Not always a lot of college advising.
Many high schools today across the country have a really frighteningly high counselor-to-student ratio. Oftentimes it's over 400 to 1.
That's Amir Farocki with the College Advising Corps. The group will receive $10 million over the next 3 years from the John M. Belk Endowment.
We found that one of the most effective ways to enhance a college-going culture in a high school and to increase the rates by which students apply to and attend college is to put a full-time college advisor who can relate really directly to the students to whom they're serving.
Most of these advisors were the first in their family to go on to college, so they can relate to the students they work with. The group's advisors are already in 423 schools across the country, and they've seen some positive results. Stanford University has crunched some of their numbers and finds students in the schools they're in are 31% more likely to attend college right after graduation. The group will work with Davidson College, UNC Chapel Hill, and NC State. This gift marks something of a new direction for the John M. Belk Endowment. For many years, the endowment money went to fund merit scholarships at Davidson College. The endowment's director, Christy Teske, says the group will now begin giving away $13 million every year to improve education in North Carolina.
We will be looking for partnerships and investments around completion and job readiness. You know, how are we getting that workforce ready to make sure that people are finding good jobs that are family sustaining?
The announcement was made at the White House's Education Summit. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.